Optimist International president Patsy Garner regaled members of the local Newmarket Optimist Club with stories of the association making a difference. She said clubs have still gotten out to help their communities despite the pandemic. "I'm truly inspired by everything that our clubs and our members give back to the community," she said. "It just goes to show you that we're not going to let these crazy challenges, that I think that we face, become an obstacle from us being optimistic." The head of the Optimists, one of the biggest service organizations in the world, visited the Newmarket Club's meeting at its hall for the first time in history April 26. The visit was part of a tour Garner is doing through Canada as part of her presidency. Local President John Large said it happened simply because he had asked her to join them for a Zoom meeting, which became an in-person visit once she decided to tour. "This is probably the biggest, or probably the most optimistic, visit we've ever had at the club," he said. "We just feel incredibly grateful." Garner, alongside International Executive Director Cheryl Brenn, discussed positive stories of the club being able to help people through its various initiatives, like youth essay and speech contests. But they also addressed issues such as encouraging more diversity within the organization. When asked about efforts to recruit younger members to carry on the club, Garner said it could prove easier to recruit more of the middle-aged, with less of an age gap from average membership. "Young is a state of mind," she said. "A matter of just trying to go a little bit young. If it's 10 years younger, you have a lot more in common." Large said the visit will motivate the club. "It will help to energize the current membership to be excited about being an optimist. Be excited about the future of our club, the future of optimism. I am just inspired," Garner said. "I encourage each and every one of you to keep pushing on and to push the optimist creed and to let your community know, and let your kids know, that you are a beacon of hope and inspiration."